fans, we know where you are. We know you're waiting. I would hang out in less than 10 minutes. We are probably going to give you your shot. The Ultimate Five Sauce Experience tomorrow night at the PNC Pavilion. Meet the band. Sound check. Tickets to the show. It's all yours. Four times an hour. Your next shot coming up in under 10 minutes.
So a driving lesson in Maryland really went downhill very fast. And we want to hear from you. What's your first time driving fail? 704-570-9595. Because what this guy went through with his instructor is probably the worst thing you could imagine.
I don't know. Loren has a pretty bad story.
Yeah. I ran through a fence and let a bunch of horses out.
That's so funny. Like the horses part make the story.
Yeah. My dad's screaming at me the entire time. I'm like, you're making me nervous.
Well, he did crash through a fence. It's what he ended up crashing into after the fence.
Really?
Yeah, he jumped a curb, crashed through a fence, and landed in a swimming pool.
Oh, no.
Landed in the North Creek Community Center pool. The community pool.
Put it anywhere.
Yeah. So you know it's like that big pool that the whole car probably submerged in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, I wonder if people were in the pool.
Well, it was closed for the season.
Oh, good.
And the man and women were actually standing poolside. They were able to get out safely, but the rescues didn't even need to get them out. So,
holy cow!
I'm willing to bet he did not pass or get his driver's license that day.
No, was that the test or was that just a lesson?
That was a driving lesson.
Okay,
yeah,
the test. No way. And even if I,
can I take my test tomorrow?
Do you have anything in particular I need to work on before I take my test?
My driver lesson guy was awesome, though. Like
the big brake on the passenger side.
He was like so laid back. Like when we were getting on the interstate, he's like, "It's an acceleration lane for a reason. Stomp it." And I'm like flooring it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Roy.
Life lessons.
I asked him, I was like, "Do I need a parallel park?" He goes, "Have you seen this town? You don't need a parallel park. Just pull in a parking spot."
Hit it, Roy.
Wow. Is parallel parking not on your driving course, on your test?
I never did it until I came here.
Ours wasn't either in Florida. Yeah.
Was driving around a combine on your test?
Well, you had to learn how to
safely pass farm vehicles.
Yeah, it actually was. there's some signs for that.
I mean, I grew up in northern New Jersey where we did have to do the parallel thing because there's a ton of parallel spots all over, you know, New York and upper New Jersey. But 704-570-9595, what was your first time driving fail? Loren crashed through a fence and the horses went galloping away. Did your dad have to like lasso them back?
They weren't our horses, so the people.
I know.
Yeah, so they did have to corral them back, but we were in charge of fixing the fence, not getting the horses back.
Did you have to help dad fix the fence?
Yes.
Really?
I also had to pay for it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
my dad was like military strict, like stickler. He was, I mean, you want to talk about getting some tough love from dad? I was like, you messed up. This was your doing. You get to pay for it. All right.
Did you like get a job and everything to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Area code 828 says my sister ran into a well and totaled my mom's car.
A well? How big is the well?
Did the car go down the well?
Yeah. No.
We went through a subdivision on my first time driving. The only car we had was a stick shift. I would move maybe 2 feet and the car would stop. My mom was yelling at me the whole way. She's usually a calm person. I was laughing. I'm laughing so hard right now remembering that, and it was 20 years ago. Have a good day. Kiss family.
That's my dad's truck that he was teaching me to drive on was a stick shift.
Really?
So like that, he was just making me nervous. He was yelling at me the whole time about shifting and like grinding gears. And
my dad taught me stick shift once, and I said, "Hey, listen, if you start yelling at me, I'm going to stop." We didn't even get out of the driveway until I got out of the car. I put it in reverse, and the car, I guess your car dies if you don't do a gear right or something. And then he was like angry. And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Hey, Caroline and Hickory, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering if you can hold on like 3 minutes because you actually hit a house.
Oh.
Can you hold on to share that story for 3 minutes?
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Carolina Hickory is going to give us her story. She hit a house, y'all.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Good morning, Caroline and Hickory. Thank you so much for holding on through that commercial. You are talking to us about first time driving fails.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happened? What did you do?
So I was like the neighborhood babysitter, and I was kind of tasked, like there was a tree, and like one family could get me first, and then if they didn't need me, the other family could. So I was at like the family that I babysat for every week. And they went out with some friends, and they got home really late. It was like 2 in the morning, and I was asleep on their couch, and they woke me up, and she had just bought a brand new Porsche, still had the 30-day tag on it. And they had a very curvy driveway that was like an S that went downhill.
Okay.
I was trying to back out of their driveway and not hit her brand new Porsche, and I took the front porch stairs off their house.
Oh my gosh. Like, did you just not have the car in reverse, or
I had it in reverse and I was backing up and I was turning and I just took the whole front porch steps right off. Took it right off the house.
I mean, did it damage anything to like the structure, or was it about to collapse?
Who cares what happened to your car?
Well, it was my mom's car. So I got to pay for that. $874.63. And I remember that.
Did they come running out?
They did, and they were super nice about it, and they actually owned a building supply company, and they were like, don't even worry about it. We were going to remodel it anyway. I think they just said that to make me feel better.
Yeah.
But I still got to babysit for them. Oh,
gosh, those steps, so we nice. Hated those steps anyway, yeah. Caroline. Thank you so much for destroying
them. You're welcome.
Have a great day. At least you didn't hit the Porsche.
That's true. That's very true. Brittany, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You were someone that texted in. Tell us, what was your first time driving mishap?
I had come to visit my aunt. I drove from Georgia. I hadn't lived here yet. And I had just gotten to her house. I had just gotten my crummy little 96 Honda. I was so excited about it. I pulled into her driveway, went inside to get them so that they could come see my car. And I came back out with them. I was like, where did my car go? She lives on this really steep hill. And apparently I forgot to put the e-brake on, and it rolled down the hill, across the street, into her neighbor's house. And thank goodness this woman loved to garden, because there were pavers in the front of her house, and it's the only thing that stopped my car from going into her living room.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, what stopped the car from going into
pavers.
The living room?
The blocks.
Like pavers around her garden.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, the rocks, mm-hmm. The big rocks. Okay. Wow.
It was a horrible, and every time that we have any kind of like car accident in our house or anything like that, my aunt always brings up the story because she thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
I mean, it's pretty funny now, but I'm sure it was not funny at the time.
Yeah, I like that Brittany came out. She goes, where's my car? I swear it was here. All your cousins are like, what the? You didn't get a car, Brittany. Stop it.
How long were you inside before you realized it was gone?
I think we were only inside for like 20 minutes. I had just gotten into town, and I was so excited to come show them. And I walked out. I was like, where did my car go? I thought someone had stole it. And we just all turn and look, and it's just sitting in her yard. And my back bumper was literally kissing the siding of her house.
Wow. The other thing, too, is did you just casually go over and get in it and drive out without the neighbor knowing?
That's what we had to do. They weren't home, thankfully, and I'm freaking out. And she's like, it's okay, just go get your car and pull it back up here. She'll never know.
That's awesome.
Except for those tire marks in the front yard.
Thanks, Brittany. You have a great day.
Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for being part of the MRL show.
I'm surprised you didn't just fly right into the house.
Yeah, she's lucky there were pavers.
It must not have been going too fast down the hill, you know. It'll keep them coming, you guys. You can get to a certain ways. At the MRL show on socials, you should follow us anyway. We're all there. You could direct message us and hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Also, you could text us, 704-570-9595. We'll call you back, if like we just did to Brittany,
yeah.
if you share a story with us.